Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Six Figure Certified. I'm your host, Liv Chapman. If you're new here, you're definitely going to want to subscribe, first and foremost. Secondly, if you're returning to this episode because I told you it was a part two to a part one, welcome back. I think that I've really nailed this episode. I'm leading you through a legit exercise, and I think you're going to get a lot more out of this one. I'm just saying. We're going to keep it quick. We're going to give you some scripts, some tips, some tools to move things forward. I'm going to show you what the inside of one of our business curriculum workbooks looks like so you can kind of see the expansiveness of our business building curriculum at IGC Coaching School. But also, I just think it's easier to share the screen with you so you can actually see what we're doing and see how we are going to build a referral-based coaching business. So in our last episode, I rambled on and on and on about how social media just isn't everything, and it's really not. And then I kind of left you hanging like, okay, and? So this is the okay, and I'm going to show you some tools that you can use to build a referral-based business with or without social media. Like I said, here I am talking to you on this social media channel. So obviously social media does carry some importance. Do you need it? And do you need a million followers or even 1,000 followers to be a successful coach? No. So I'm going to give you what to do while you're still building that following or potentially building that following. Okay. Let's dive in. So at IGC Coaching School, we have a business building curriculum. It is called the Six Figure Certified Business Curriculum, but ultimately we build businesses based on six core principles. There is business foundations, products and services, marketing, which is what we're going to talk about today. There is operations, there's sales and financials, and of course, there are like people and team. We consider IGC business curriculum like an MBA for coaches. You have to have all of these components of business up and running. It is, like I said, expansive. There's a lot going on. We're going to hone in on one exercise because I am just not going to give you all of our stuff for free today. Just a little bit. All right, so we're going to dig into it. I am going to open up this workbook and share my screen with you. I'm going to be going back and forth. I don't really think you need to see my screen the whole time, but you definitely need to see it for some. So in this exercise, it is called referral-based marketing. In our business curriculum, we have standards for every single pillar of business. So in particular, the exercise that we're talking about today is all about marketing. So you have one of the standards you have to hit to have a successful 6 to 7 figure business is the ability to generate leads and build a pipeline of potential clients and customers. Referral-based marketing is one of the ways to do that. In this exercise, we're going to talk about crafting outreach emails, establishing strategic referral partnerships, and then organizing and nurturing the leads that you get, you know, ultimately to set yourself up for long-term success. When to use this tool is important. This is if you want to create a steady stream of warm leads for your coaching business, straight and to the point. And when you're building professional relationships with people in complementary services, or as part of your ongoing client acquisition and retention strategy. Step number one, mark this little section or do whatever you do, pause it. If you are listening on podcast, I would really recommend coming over to YouTube for the video for this so you can see the text. Mark Zuckerberg said it best. I must have written this before. I'm just kidding. A trusted referral influences people more than the best broadcast message. That is so, so, so true. If my best friend tells me to do something, the likelihood that I do it, extremely high. If random people on the internet tell me to do it, little less likely, but also not impossible. Here's the email that you are going to send to your network. Your network does not mean people who don't like you. I think some people stop themselves before they get started because they're like, what if they don't like me? First of all, who cares? Second of all, don't send this to people who don't like you. Also, third, I don't think people don't like people at that level or judge people at that level. Maybe I'm naive. I don't think so, though. I really built my business like this because a lot of these other more high-tech things didn't exist, and also because it felt a lot easier and more direct, which meant less time. So, dear so-and-so, I hope this email finds you well, or start it with something more on brand for you, like, oh my God, I miss you. I'm going to shock you with what I'm about to write in this email. Whatever your personality is, pop it in there. What's been going on since we last spoke? insert personal questions. So what's been going on since the last time I saw you at our high school reunion? Or what's been going on since the last time I saw you crying in your car outside the office? Whatever it may be. I wanted to let you know that my career coaching practice is evolving, and I'm now working exclusively with burnt out HR directors who are ready for a change. They might not want to quit their job, but they want to do something new, however specific you want to be. Do you know anyone, or I feel like you know people who could benefit from this service? If so, I would be so grateful if you connected us via email. To show my appreciation, I'd love to offer you da 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 da. You don't even have to offer anyone anything. A lot of people will just do it if you are clear enough. The thing about these emails being effective, and I know I gave you a little bit of example, you really, really have to get specific. If it feels like too out there or not concrete or not easy enough for the person reading it, the likelihood that they're going to really put a lot of time and effort into it goes down a lot. Obviously, if it's a great friend, a formal colleague, that's another thing. Who are we sending this to? I think former colleagues that like you, ex-boyfriends that like you, I'm just kidding, people in your life who know, like, and trust you already, whether they come from professional, old colleagues, people who maybe you used to work with, they left, college friends, high school friends. I think I sent this to one of my college professors who I was really close with. I got a client from that. So anyone like that, if you're big on LinkedIn, maybe you kind of go through people on there, pull their emails. It's up to you. I think with something like this, you want to expect around a 10% conversion rate, depending on how warm the leads list is. So if you send this to 10 new people a week, you can expect one good connection. All right. That's just for planning purposes. I think when I first started sending these types of emails out, I was getting a much higher conversion because it was new and because I hadn't like burnt out my referral network yet, right? I was just getting started. People were also very excited. I also made it really easy for them. My email read something like, you know, if you know anyone who's unhappy in their career and wants to find something new in the next 90 days, I give them these sample sessions to go through that. So you make it really easy for them to think of someone who would benefit from your work. The way to do that is obviously make these emails very personal. I don't think a copy paste ChatGPT email is going to work. I don't know about you, but I'm just complete zombie mode when I can tell ChatGPT did something now or any type of AI, not to knock that particular one. I say you have to put in effort into this. You have to put thought into creating something like this. This is just a template, but highly recommend you personalize it as much as you can. The more effort you put in, the more results you get out. This is business. It's not like magic. All right. The next practice that you can take on is setting up strategic referral partnerships. This was one of my favorite components of getting started because at the time I was much more social than I am now. But my first strategic partnership was actually with a women's owned yoga studio. They let me host a few different events there, like a vision boarding workshop, a discover your purpose thing, a self-care type of workshop. All of these things I did for free. The yoga studio did not pay me. All I asked for was to be able to promote the event and to be able to offer sample sessions or like coaching, little coaching sample consultations, I should say, after the event. This worked wonders for me. And it also really pushed me to become a better facilitator and to become more confident in talking about what I do. I just don't think that you get that level of adrenaline on the internet. So highly recommend setting up strategic partnerships, which force you out of your comfort zone. You want to identify some complementary services. Like what other services do your ideal clients need? Where are they already going? They are going to the yoga studio. They are going to Pilates. That's much more popular now. Core power yoga. I don't know. Where are they going? It doesn't have to all be workout stuff. It could be to some type of medical doctor. It could be to, I don't know, a chiropractor. It could be to a lawyer. If you are looking to work with, for example, like newly divorced women, perhaps you get a referral partner that's somewhere in the legal or mediation world. Maybe you want to coach something in relation to, I don't know, families or newlyweds, or maybe you have a realtor that meets a lot, that works especially with first-time home buyers. I mean, I'm just really making this up as I go. You need to know what else your ideal clients are paying for. That's how you're going to find strategic referral partners, right? If you are working with small business owners, like maybe it's a copywriter or a graphic designer. If you are working as a health coach, maybe it's a certified nutritionist. If you are working as a money coach, maybe it's a financial advisor. If you are working as like a, I saw this niche the other day and I really loved it. She had a really big following. She was doing like second act coaching, meaning like.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
Women who were retired but wanted to do something else, financial advisor could be a good referral partner, especially with that, because often people who are moving into retirement are having, you know, more in-depth conversations with their financial advisors. That could be a great thing. It's very strategic, in my opinion. Make a list of all of these partners in the text box below. Make a list of them in your notebook, okay, or in the notes app on your phone or wherever you take notes. And then you also want to perhaps think of the angle, right? So when I was in the yoga studio, I knew that it was women owned, which was really on brand for me. I had been going to the yoga studio, so I knew it was a lot of women who were, you know, in their late 20s to early 40s. And it just, most of them worked, right? Because I was in the like 6 p.m. class and they were packed, right? So they were coming to yoga after work, typically stressed, typically overwhelmed, typically underpaid. Perfect match, all right? So make your list, put a little strategy of like why this makes sense. Another way to look at this too is from the other angle. So like who else do your clients need? Do they also need a hypnotherapist or a psychic or a nutritionist or a personal trainer or a, what's the thing I saw the other day? What's the people that put the colors over your shirt and tell you which colors to wear? Color theory person? Anyway, who else might your clients need? Because you can also reach out to them and say, you know, I have a lot of clients who are high level executives. Oh, I love this one. And they are often feeling like they don't, their outside doesn't match their inside. I'm really looking to partner with a personal stylist who I can refer all of my executive coaching clients to for, a, you know, some type of styling. I love that. I saw this one the other day. All right. So you want to do that. Think about it on both sides of the aisle. That's also going to help you develop partnership. Well, people do want to know what's in it for them. So don't be afraid to like make it about the other person and set it up as more of a mutually beneficial partnership, which at the end of the day, it needs to be for both partners to want to be involved, just like any relationship. Duh. All right. And then you are going to decide how you want to work this. You do have to look into legalities and ethics and some of these things like medical professions, legal. I don't know how some of that stuff goes. I don't know if you can pay people for referrals or give them a gift. I believe you can give gifts. You're going to want to look into that if it's like in one of these areas that I do not know the rules around. But if it's a yoga studio, you might say like for every client that hires me, I will, you know, give you 5%. Or however you want to do it. Some places don't care about that because you're also offering a value to their location. It depends where you live. It depends on what the offer is. It depends if they're also, you know, what stage they're growing in their business in. I don't think it is any issue to offer some type of monetary affiliate commission to anyone. Look at affiliate marketing. It's literally everywhere. So who can be an affiliate of you and who might you also be an affiliate of, which could potentially increase your income and your exposure. All right. And obviously the next step in this process is to initiate the partnership, reach out to people. Not everyone's going to answer right away. Not everyone is going to be on board. Rejection is part of the game. It is what it is. But here's a little script you can use. Hi, so-and-so. I admire the work you do as a blank. I think our services complement each other well. I'd love to explore the possibility of a referral partnership where we could support each other by sending clients, blah, blah, blah. Set up a meeting. Get it going. Organize and nurture your referral leads. This is the last part of this exercise. You're going to want to create some type of lead tracker. You can use something like a Google Sheet or a spreadsheet, Notion or a CRM. All you really need, I had a spreadsheet of name, email, phone number, and any notes I had about the person. That was how I started. There are much more complex and expensive systems you can use. Do not follow up with your leads or organize them because you don't want to pay for a CRM. Use a spreadsheet. I mean, Google Sheets is perfectly fine to organize the information and to track your follow-ups. You do want to follow up regularly, and you don't want to start with, hey, I'm just following up. No, ideally no. You can schedule coffee chats. You can send something that maybe reminded you of the person. You can say like, "Bump, I'm sure you're so busy. What's a good time for you?" Use language that inspires people to stay connected with you. Be yourself. Make it personal. I know everyone is in such a hurry and it's so much easier to copy paste everything. That doesn't work well. So I think what it comes down to with referral marketing is making people feel seen, making people feel special because they are, duh. But putting in that little bit of effort is what's going to make you stand out and you be memorable. Business owners like you, myself, or maybe you are almost at that point and getting ready to be at that point, or people you're going to be reaching out to, we are pitched things all day, every day, dozens and dozens of emails. I'm obviously going to prioritize emails from people whose names I recognized from this life or a past, and ones that actually are relevant to me and what I'm doing. So things that make sense, things that are personalized, things that are from people that I know, like, and trust will always be prioritized over strangers. But you want to take that time to make it personal, make it nice, build relationships. You have to slow down sometimes and put in a little bit of love and relationship building. And I think that's also, everything in business takes time or money, right? And I've talked so many times about, okay, that's a sample lead tracker. I'm going to stop sharing for now. Welcome back. So I'm in a little box in a corner. But what I think we have to realize when it comes to building a sustainable business is that it's not always about just like rushing through to get to the result. It's about putting yourself in situations and conversations and relationships and creating content even that you actually enjoy. Because what I've learned again and again over the years is that constantly being or doing things that don't align with you, that don't feel natural, that don't feel good, that don't put you in that role of like coach or helper or inspirer or educator or whatever it is for you, that just causes more burnout. And most people don't want to quit their job to become a coach just to get burnt out again from doing stuff that they don't really want to be doing. But what I find is that the most joy, most really great helping style humans, aka coaches or future coaches, what they really actually do derive the most joy and fulfillment from is actually being helpful to people. So while I'm giving you these like scripts and do this and do that and do this, you also need to find that why within you again. You need to be like, why am I reaching out to these people? Like, yes, it's for you and to grow your business and but it's also because these people have access to people you can truly help. This yoga studio had access to women that I knew if I could coach some of them, it would be so beneficial to them. Not because of me, but because I was great at coaching. I think I still am. And I knew that if I had the opportunity to work with them, they could have life-changing moments and they could create transformation and they could feel better. So I say that to say, like, you're checking things off a list. We're often working overtime if we're starting a business while working full time and balancing the kids and this and this and this. And it's always like that. But you have to find things that bring you some joy and fulfillment in the process. And like, this YouTube channel actually does bring me joy and fulfillment. I love interacting with you all. I love answering your questions and your comments. And I like making these videos that are a little bit longer because I can't get it all out in 3 minutes or less. Anyway, when you're writing your emails, when you're crafting your messages, when you're reaching out to people, don't just copy the script I gave you. Make it personal, make it meaningful. And remember that the best longevity or the greatest sustainability, I've lost my words, in business comes from building real relationships. You have to be available for that. You can only be available for that if you show some level of opening up, of graciousness, of vulnerability, of genuine connection. And that cannot just be done with ad spend alone. That cannot just be done by pumping out. I see all of these ads for like, make 100 reels in 5 minutes using this AI and this AI. And that's fine. We do some of this stuff too. But the fastest way to actual coaching clients is a relationship. And that doesn't always work with B-roll content and kitschy, catchy reels. It works by talking to people. And that's what you should want to be doing anyway if you want to coach them. So, all right, I hope this was helpful. If you're like, well, I'm already certified and I don't want to go through your course again and I already know how to coach, but you're still watching all my videos because your business just ain't businessing, what I want you to do is go to innerglowcircle.com/business and see if maybe, just maybe, joining our business accelerator is the right fit for you. All right. This is brand new. I extracted all the business stuff without the ICF stuff, and I made it for you if you accidentally went through another coach training program that didn't offer you all this. Okay. I'll see you in there, hopefully.
Bye.